Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with Linus. Now, I have to tell you tonight, you know, my show normally comes on Wednesdays, and tonight I'm doing a special edition, and I'm going to explain to you why, because we've got a full schedule tonight. So, last night I was so upset because I wasn't able to do my show normally, and it was going to be a good show, which I'm getting ready to tell you. So what I found out was the Wi-Fi went out not only in Washington State, but Oregon and parts of Northern California. So thank you, Comcast and Xfinity, for informing your customers, okay? So only certain areas were affected, though. It wasn't like the whole state. Certain areas here, and I think Vancouver, parts of Portland. But anyway, tonight I decided that I'll do the regular scheduled show that I couldn't do last night. I should have done last night. So please call in with your opinions or comments or rants about 45th, pro or con. Topic is response to Puerto Rico and Las Vegas. This fool needs a speechwriter with the quickness. Y'all hear me? So anyway, now, tonight I want you to let it rip concerning 45. The discussion is about his response to Puerto Rico and Las Vegas incidents. This is your chance to let your voice be heard. The chat room is open. To get into the chat room, you just need to sign in to Blog Talk Radio. You don't have to do a show. You just want to sign in to get to the chat room. And then come to the show in the studio. It's on the Essence of Success Network. Okay, the Essence of Success Radio Network. And when you call in, please press 1 to get in the queue and be heard so I can bring you on the air. Thank you. If you want to rant, scream, curse, etc., i.e., well, here is your chance to state how you feel. This show will be 2 hours a night because it is a special edition show. Okay, so now we're going to go back to our regular schedule show, because I want y'all to know about In the Studio, even though I'm doing a special edition tonight. In the Studio can be heard every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on the West Coast or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And, of course, your host is who? Me, Linus. Hello. And during that show, you can call in and give a shout-out for whatever special person or upcoming event in your life. And the chat room is open. Now, discussions weekly can center around from politics, which they are tonight, sports, what's going on, because I just ragged on Ezekiel that plays for the Dallas Cowboys because of domestic violence. So I have zero understanding or tolerance there. So, yeah, I ragged on him a little bit. And baseball is coming up, so we'll be talking about that probably next week, too. We're into the playoffs. Weather changes. Also, entertainment news. You know, I talk about television, movies, films, shows that are coming up, singers, actors, and, of course, sports figures. Now, you can always go to our website and go to the blog. There's prayers. There's a lot of different things on there. It's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. The telephone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And as I said, the chat room is open. Okay, well, first off, I got to announce birthdays. This is something me and Nina do every Sunday. But because I do shows during the week, I try and catch up on birthdays as well. So today is my cousin's birthday, Tanya. So Tanya O'Craig, happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday to Douglas Wright, Paris Mullen, and Mr. Roland Akers, birthdays that are coming up. And also, October is Breast Cancer Month. Ladies, please go in and get your mammogram done. It is utterly important because you don't know. You may go in, no problem, negative, go home. Or if it is, hopefully that you address the issue early that there won't be a problem in the future with your health. So please go in. I'm a witness. I've had cancer twice. I had uterine cancer in 2000 and then in 2008, I think, 8 or 9, I had breast cancer, not anymore. It's gone. So I've been like 7 years clear. So come on, go in there and get that done. I was blessed. Mine was just at a 2. So hey, and I'm still here. 2 bouts of cancer, but I'm still here. So do have yourself checked out, ladies. I believe they can start you at 35 and even younger, depending if you have breast cancer in your family. But I believe from 35 up, you can get a mammogram and be checked. Okay, let's see. What else? Is there anything? No, I think that's mostly all the stuff that I need to get out about the show. Okay, and don't forget on Friday, y'all better tune in at 6 o'clock, Friday Traffic Jam. You know I'll be playing the hits. Okay. All right, well, let's get on to, I don't want to see the elephant in the room, okay? But let's get on to the story at hand. San Juan Mayor lambasts Trump's insulting his visit to Puerto Rico. The mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, strongly denounced Donald Trump Tuesday night after the president visited the island, calling him the miscommunicator-in-chief and insulting. He was insulting to the people of Puerto Rico, Mayor Carmen Cruz said Tuesday night on MSNBC, hours after meeting Trump face-to-face at a briefing with Puerto Rican leaders and the president. Beyond the briefing, Trump also toured damaged areas, helped distribute supplies. I know y'all saw that. Throwing the damn paper towels, flicking paper towels into a crowd with the motion of a jump shot in basketball. All of it, Cruz said, was disingenuous. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. This was a PR 17-minute meeting. Did you hear me, y'all? We know how he does. Because he did that with the people in Texas with the Harvey hurricane. Again, this was a PR 17-minute meeting. There was no exchange with anybody, with none of the mayors, the mayor said. And, in fact, this terrible and abominable view of him throwing paper towels and throwing provisions at people, it does not embody the spirit of the American nation, you know? Particularly egregious, according to the mayor, was Trump's remark during the briefing with Puerto Rican officials that they should be very proud because the death toll on the island has not spiked as it did in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. which the president said was a real catastrophe. Now, let me read that again, because I don't think some of y'all heard me. Trump's remark during the briefing with Puerto Rican officials that they should be, quote unquote, be very proud, because the death toll on the island has not spiked as it did in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, which the president said was a real catastrophe. So I guess what happened in Puerto Rico, that was just some bullshit, y'all. You know, we're under some illusion that something really happened to those people, but I guess it was just bullshit. He kind of minimized our suffering here by saying that Katrina was a real disaster, sort of implying that this was not a real disaster because not many people have died here, Cruz said. Well, you know what? They're dying. They don't have the medical resources. And let me just instill something right here, because I'm a little teed now. Number one, I don't care if it's Katrina, Hervey, Martha, Marie, whatever storm, death is death. And some loved one is gone. Somebody don't have a home to go to, or they don't have a job to go to. So it doesn't matter the degree. What matters is people are hurting and they need help, period. So I see, President Trump, that you are gauging your synopsis or evaluations on deaths. Toll and not on each thing is a tragedy, regardless whether 3 people died or 500 people died. It's still a tragedy. And for Puerto Rico, it screwed up their infrastructure, y'all. You know, their infrastructure is just gone. So, okay, getting back to the mayor now. He kind of minimized our suffering here by saying that Katrina was a real disaster, sort of implying that this was not a real disaster because not many people have died here, Cruz said. Well, you know what? They're dying. They don't have the medical resources. The mayor and Trump butted heads ahead of the president's Tuesday visit, a feud that began last week when Cruz appeared on CNN begging for more help from the federal government and slamming the glowing appraisal of the recovery effort that Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke had given earlier in the week. Lies. Trump then lashed out at the mayor, writing online that she had been instructed by Democrats to attack the president, that she and other Puerto Rican leaders want everything to be done for them. Really? I kind of get the feeling that you want that to happen for your ass too, Trump. On his way out of the White House on Tuesday morning, Trump said Cruz had come back a long way toward approving the federal government response, which he continued to describe as excellent. Wednesday morning, Trump wrote that he had spent a great day in Puerto Rico yesterday, adding that while some of the news coverage is fake, most show great warmth and friendship bullshit. Cruz, in her Tuesday MSNBC Tuesday, offered a harsher assessment of the president's visit. I said this morning that he really has a communication issue, quote unquote, from Mayor Cruz. You know, he's gotten sort of like a miscommunicator in chief, she said. And really, you don't go to another place when people are in peril and are suffering, and you just kind of hover around in a helicopter without having some kind words to say. It's just common courtesy. But his staff, on the other hand, seemed to want to approach this in a different way. But you didn't, because your ass was scared of your boss. Also, did y'all know that there are, now I think I'm saying this correctly, so, but did you know there are 80, 80 pharmaceutical places that make drugs over there. Big Pharma, they do stuff like, excuse me, sorry for that, they do stuff like the flu drug, some of the juvenile diseases that you can get. They do the drugs for that. But this is the thing, y'all. I was really surprised. Like, this has been hush-hush. I didn't know that Puerto Rico, so, yeah, they got damaged, but those buildings are all, like, in concrete where they make these drugs up, right, to ship over here to the United States. And I was just wondering, like, I thought that a lot of drugs were made here in the United States for us, and we got the CDC in Atlanta, but I thought, maybe I'm wrong, somebody call in, tell me differently, but I thought a lot of drugs were made here. I do know we do get some drugs from Europe, from England, and I think from the northern tier countries, Switzerland, Amsterdam, Netherlands, up there. But it's like, I think they said it was 80 different companies. 80 different companies or 80 different facilities over there that they make drugs. Okay, so I'll just put it like that. Surprise? Yes, indeed, surprise. So anyway, okay, well, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick break and be right back and further into the story of Puerto Rico. So don't you go anywhere. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
No!
I'm fixing to close this show out. I'm kind of pissed right now. I just realized that my mic was muted. So anyway, I'm going to close the show out. Have a good one, and we'll see you on Sunday. Psychic reading.
In the moves we can make, your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine with two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us together in a love that's just gonna change.